You are listening to YC Radio. I am Mohammed Ennefe reporting. Who is crazy about getting the state-of-the-art device? Well, if you are one of them, then you might like this. Yesterday, Apple has announced the new iPhone version, the 8 and the 8 Plus. The new iPhone Outlook has a new blush gold color with the finishing glassy mirror in the front and the back, which gives it fantastic look. One of the most highlighted feature that iPhone 8 and 8 Plus has is the Qi opening window wireless charger. The iPhone will be available to pre-order on the September 15th.
This is Brianne Kenlock reporting, and here's an update on Hurricane Irma. In the aftermath of Irma's rampage throughout southwest Florida, it will be a while before civilians get back their electricity. According to the New York Times, 15 million people lost power during the hurricane. The company Florida Power and Light plans to dispatch 16,000 workers to assess and repair the damages. The areas that were heavily damaged will take longer to repair since there are occupational hazards to consider as well as the extent of the destruction.
This is Donovan reporting. Now in sports news, if you have any Tampa Bay Buccaneers or Miami Dolphin players, it's safe to say put them on the bench for your fantasy league draft. The NFL made the decision for both teams to postpone the first match because of Hurricane Irma. Dolphins players were not happy about postponing the game. Wide receiver Jarvis Landry said the bye week will give us an opportunity to get some guys healthy. In this NFL, the league, you're going to get banged up week in and week out. What are some of your opinions about letting the teams relocate for the game or allowing the team to spend with their families? Go to sports.com.
This is Sadat Rahman reporting. The NFL and its 32 franchise owners, none of them African American, may be the most conservative fraternity of leaders in major American sports. They bait their games in overtly patriotic ceremonies and discourage players, mostly hidden behind masks and uniforms of armor from individual acts of showmanship. Kaepernick's curiosity and worldview were expanding, growing inside him rather quietly. No one knew that he would become one of the league's most thrilling players, or that he will lead them to a Super Bowl just a couple years later.
Jamel Harris reporting. The National Basketball Association, better known as the NBA, has announced that they have signed an apparel deal with Nike beginning at the start of the 2017-18 season. Inking an 8-year partnership with the sporting goods business giant, deals worth roughly $1 billion, according to ESPN senior writer Darren Rovell. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver had addressed in the statement of the transaction that this partnership with Nike represents a new perspective on global merchandising business, which would initially put the NBA and Nike on a platform to provide the latest in technology to design of the uniforms as well as the on-court product. Unlike during the deals with Reebok and Adidas, Nike's swoosh logo will appear on all NBA game jerseys, which is the first of its kind. As well as the NBA, Nike also scored an official uniform deal with the NFL in 2012 and has extended that proposition into the 2019 season. For YCRadio.org, I'm Jamel Harris. Have a good day.